How are y'all doing today? It is this is episode number 12. It is June 12th of 2024. It is a Wednesday, and it feels so quiet today. But some things to go over, and so there is an NBA Finals game going on today. I think Sunday night, the Boston Celtics took a 2-0 lead on the Dallas Mavericks. And if you're a Mavericks fan watching that game, that was not the funnest or the best game to watch. But then we're going heading back to Dallas today. I do expect it to be a better game for the Mavs. I think they can win. This series is not over. They still can win. 2021 Finals, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Suns. The Suns won the first two in Phoenix. But Kyrie Irving needs to be Kyrie Irving. He has not been that. He's been a YMCA player. That's how bad he's been. I think he's averaging like 14 points in these two games. I think it was in the playoffs before this. Maybe it was in the Western Conference Finals. He was averaging like 27 points per game. Like, we need that Kyrie back, and I know they're chanting stuff at Kyrie, which is not very nice. But this hat is way too big. I don't know why I wore it. But I swear. Jaylen Brown, right now, if the Celtics win the NBA Finals, he's their MVP. Jaylen Brown's a better player, yes, than Jason Tatum. The best player on the Celtics right now is Jaylen Brown. And I don't even really think it's close. Brown's a better defender. Three-point scoring, you could argue Tatum's better. And, yeah, playoff, Jaylen Brown's three is better. But, yeah, I think Tatum's a better three-point shooter. Finisher, I mean, but just overall around player, I think it's Jaylen Brown. He's a clutch player. Tatum has been known not to be clutch, and he hasn't been. The thing is, he hasn't been too good in the finals or in the playoffs. He hasn't shot the ball well. And the Mavericks lost a game when I think it was in like the first quarter, the first half. The Celtics missed like three. They were like 3 of 15 from three-point land. And that can't happen. If you got a team that's shooting that bad. And then a missed call foul. Yes, Jaylen Brown did push PJ Washington on that fast break. I think it would have been put him down by three or two. And then right before that, Peyton Pritchard just nails the half quarter. It's not gonna happen every game or even most games, it's not going to happen. I'd be surprised if it happened once in a game. It's pretty rare. And if the Mavericks want to turn this around, Luke has been great. Luke has been phenomenal. PJ has to shoot better. DJ has to shoot better. Josh Green, Dante Exum was like the only guy who knocked down a three besides Luka and PJ in the PJ Washington in the last game, which was crazy. Like, Luka made a couple, and then Exum made one, and PJ made one. And PJ's was in the first quarter, I think it was the second possession that PJ knocked down a three. And just Jrue Holiday and Derrick White have been a nightmare for Kyrie, just not working, and Jaylen Brown is doing a great job against Luka, just picking the ball, doing anything he wants to Luka. And sorry about my allergies, they've not been friendly today, if the Mavericks want to turn this around, Kyrie's got to play better. It's just that simple. That's about it. So, Boston takes a 2-0 lead Oh, yes, I fractured my thumb. I was playing in a baseball game. I was tagged the runner out at second. It did end the inning, and I did get him. But, yeah, and his helmet slammed into my thumb, and I fractured my second growth plate, which I don't know what that is, but I don't know. But, and then NHL, I think, didn't the Panthers take a 2-0 lead on the Oilers? I know they won the last game, but, and then MLB has been crazy. I mean, let's think about this offseason in MLB. Shohei, the biggest thing in sports, Shohei goes to the Dodgers. I mean, that's just insane. Shohei Ohtani, and on paper, this Dodgers team looks like a god squad, and I think the Dodgers are playing the Rangers in a series right now. I think that's right. And I'm pretty sure, so Dodgers play Rangers, Globe Life Field is, I think where they playing here in Arlington, Texas. If you're in Texas, you gotta visit Arlington. It's a great place. But here, let me look. What is the MLB schedule? So I do know Rangers. Rangers versus Dodgers. When is Scherzer gonna be back? Max Scherzer. Okay, let's see. Dang, this brightness is very okay. So for MLB, we got the Houston. That's right now. Right now, of the day I'm recording this. Oh my God. Yes, the Rangers are playing the Dodgers. The Dodgers won 15-2 against the Rangers. We can skip that. And then before that, before or after they play the San Francisco Giants. But okay. So final today, Rockies played the Twins and the Twins won 17-9. A high scoring game, 17-9. Okay. Blue Jays at the Blue Jays Brewers. Brewers won that 4-5. I also want to know who's going to win Finals MVP? Who's going to win NFL MVP? I know it's probably going to be Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs are just have a one of the biggest fan groups. They got Swifties everywhere because of Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes fans are insane. But yeah, and then who's gonna win MLB MVP? Shohei. I don't know, but because I'm pretty sure Tatis is he's not. Tatis isn't still suspended. Right now, two games on right now, as I'm recording this, the Oakland A's are losing to the San Diego Padres 1-0, and that is in the mid of the fourth. So, and then Astros, Giants, the Giants are winning, and that's the top of the sixth, Giants winning 5-1. And then we have Nationals versus Nationals versus Tigers, Braves versus Orioles, Cubs versus Rays, Marlins versus Nets, Phillies versus Red Sox, Cleveland versus Cincy, Yankees versus Royals, Pirates Cardinals, Angels versus Diamondbacks, White Sox, Mariners, and today, the latest game, the Rangers versus the Dodgers, 9:10 p.m. I think there's a lot of games on today. But yeah, Mavs, now shifting on to the NBA again. Mavs have to shoot better. I mean, they're just not matching the Celtics' three-point shooting or scoring. Like that Timberwolves series, the Mavs' scoring was just clicking. I can't snap. That's sad. But it's not clicking like it did in the Minnesota series in the Western Conference Finals. And the Celtics, even if they do win the NBA Finals, hashtag easiest road to finals in NBA history. They have to go through, who do they go through? Miami Heat in the first round without Jimmy Buckets. Then had to go through the Cavaliers without Donovan Mitchell in half the games. And Jared Allen with, I think, all the games. And then sweep the Pacers, but, I mean, they didn't have Tyrese Halliburton for, I think, the third and fourth game. But I feel like their toughest matchup is the Mavericks. And so far, not disappointing. Which, I mean, we're also in Boston, and Boston's like one of the loudest crowds in the NBA. I think is LA loud? I don't think LA's. Oklahoma City is loud. I watched it was right in the NBA stadiums, and the way that the Thunder like constructed their building is very loud. And so teams getting new stadiums. Clippers building a new stadium. Who else? The Thunder are building a new stadium. The Thunder one, the Clippers one looks really cool. The Clippers love bathrooms. Their owner said no shortage on bathrooms. There's gonna be a lot of bathrooms in the Clippers' new arena. I don't think it's coming in like 2028 or 20, somewhere in like that time range. So, still a few years until that. But, So, I mean, just not really a lot to talk about. I mean, I'll be watching the game. What time is the Mavs game? I know they've been at like, I'm gonna guess 10, or not 10, 7, okay, it's been like 7:30, 7 o'clock, yeah, okay, so 7:30 is Celtics at Mavs, and then, so, game 4 is gonna be Friday, June 14th, and then game 5 would, if needed, Monday, June 17th, which it is gonna be needed. Mavs are not getting swept. They can't. Luka and Kyrie cannot get swept. Kyrie cannot get swept by his former team, Celtics. He just can't. It's not going to happen. We're going to get one, and it's going to be in Dallas. We're going to get two in Dallas, and then two in Boston. We're going to win the finals. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Yeah, what is this, episode 12, we're almost at episode 20, when I post this, only 8 more episodes. It's gonna be crazy when we get into the triple digits, like episode 100, and maybe, hopefully, eventually, four digits, 1,000 episodes, 1,000 episodes, that's insane, 1,000 episodes. Alright, wrap this one up. I will leave a link with my website. Y'all can go listen to my podcast there. And then I'll leave, notes. So, before every video, go look in the description. You'll see what I'm talking about, what I'm talking about and what I'm planning on doing, and then leave your predictions. Who's going to win the NFL MVP? Who's going to win NBA Finals MVP? Because we already know, Jokic got MVP. Shea, that's not fair. Shea got second in MVP voting. Luka got third. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful for Luka to get third in MVP voting. And then MLB MVP, which, and then also Shea versus Jaw, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander versus Ja Morant. Who is better? Who would y'all rather? Who would y'all rather build a team? I would rather Shy, but Shea or Shy? I think it's Shea, but okay. So Shea Gilgeous-Alexander versus Ja Morant, NFL MVP, who the NBA Finals MVP is, and who the MLB MVP is. And then go look at my website at sportsnoise.com. This is Braylon. See y'all episode 13 next time. Peace.